So let's move on and talk a little bit about basal cell. And you have a 58-year-old patient I wanted to hear about.
Yeah, I remember this patient pretty well. He's a guy who had a basal cell, and like happens with a lot of basal cell patients, I think may have waited too long to see the doctor, but he had an axillary lymph node metastases and lung lesions.
Where was the primary?
Primary was on his shoulder.
Was he in a social situation that was related to delay? Is that what you typically see?
In his case, he's actually has great health insurance and is a government employee. I don't believe it's due to social factors, but I think it could have been anxiety about seeking medical care. It could be one of those type of things.
How big was the primary?
The primary basal cell had been resected when I saw him, but from reading the notes, it was about maybe half a centimeter in size.
That's all?
So not the biggest basal cell in the world, you know?
And had metastatic disease.
Well, yeah. What happened in his case is that he had a local regional recurrence before it became metastatic. He had this axillary lymph node. And I think if that had been resected earlier, that might have helped, or this is all hindsight. But when it was resected, he did have extra nodal extension, and perhaps it was too late by that time. So I started him on vismodegib, and he had a response both in his lung nodules and in his axillary metastases. But after a prolonged period of time, the dysgeusia that can happen from these hedgehog inhibitors can be a problem. In his case, the muscle cramping wasn't as big of a deal. That's the other major side effect of these agents. His electrolytes were normal, but the dysgeusia really became a problem. And after several months of trying to talk him into intermittent treatment, there's some data with vismodegib and hedgehog inhibitors that you can get some good mileage by intermittent treatment. I tried giving him drug holidays, but ultimately it just proved too hard to do. And basically he decided to stop taking vismodegib. And I still follow him and I still see him, and his tumor is growing larger. And hopefully I'll be able to convince him to do something. I think he was looking for compassionate use PD-1, and he was looking for immunotherapy trials. But to my knowledge, he's still not treated, and he's still just on an extended, you know, he's been about 6 months off treatment now.
What do we know about checkpoint inhibitors in basal cell?
There was a paper in squamous cell that showed some activity in squamous cell, and it was a PD-1 antibody. I want to say it was presented at ASCO.
Right. But that was squamous.
Squamous. Basal, what I've heard anecdotally through my colleagues is that people have noted responses with basal cell. But I don't know of an actual piece of data that there's a certain response rate. If I had to guess, I'd say there might be a response rate because these are UV-induced tumors. They have a lot of mutations. If you follow that line of thinking, I think it's possible that you could have some response rate.
There is now another approved hedgehog inhibitor, sonidegib. What about using that in a patient like this?
I mentioned sonidegib to him, and for whatever reason, when we tried to switch him over to sonidegib, the insurance that he was on denied that. And nowadays, insurance and appeals is becoming like a standard part of oncology, and I wasn't able to convince the reviewers to allow that. And I think the problem was that I couldn't show that he had actually progressed from vismodegib. And I think that seemed to be what the insurance company wanted, that evidence that the vismodegib had failed.
Hmm. What did he actually describe to you in terms of the dysgeusia?
He almost made it sound like it was like a painful sensation, not just that he wasn't able to taste stuff, but that he had this constant metallic, like almost like a painful sensation when he ate stuff, especially food that was, you know, a little spicy or a little, which he previously used to and enjoyed eating, almost seemed like it hurt him when he ate it. So that's what he described that as. Now, I have had a few patients with basal cell. It doesn't seem to be a problem for everybody. I have had a patient who's been on for 3.5 years, and we only see him every 6 months because that's the cycle that he's established. And for him, it's the cramping that's more of an issue, but it's very tolerable.